This is the San Francisco Niners 2026 season preview, and it starts with the market doing something rude to a 12-win team. San Francisco went 12-5, made the playoffs, won a road playoff game in Philadelphia, and the books opened their 2026 win total at 10.5, then cut it to 9.5 by July. That's the steepest vote of no confidence any 12-win team got this offseason. Here's the uncomfortable part for Niners fans. Our 10-year luck model largely built that number. And here's the part the market may be missing. The same model says one big thing swings back in San Francisco's favor. What was real? The offense when its quarterback stood upright. 6th in expected points per play, 6th in pass efficiency, 8th in red zone touchdown rate. Brock Purdy played only 9 games, the toe injury. But in them, he was 2nd in the entire league in completion percentage over expected, 9th in adjusted net yards per attempt, and 4th in clean pocket efficiency. Mac Jones went 5-3 as a fill-in and ranked 13th in adjusted net yards per attempt, starter grade relief work. And Christian McCaffrey put together one of the great volume seasons of the decade. 413 touches, 2,126 yards from scrimmage, 17 total touchdowns. The overall fantasy RB1, all 17 games, 1 year after the injury narrative was supposed to be permanent. George Kittle averaged nearly 60 yards a game with 7 scores in his 11 appearances. This offense, healthy, is top 6 good. That part is not in dispute. What was luck is the longest ledger in the division. San Francisco went 5-1 in one-score games, an 83% win rate in coin flip territory. Teams that won 65% or more of their close games lost about 3 wins the next season. Only about 1-9 improved. The point differential says the same thing from another angle, plus 66, which the Pythagorean math converts to about 10 wins, not 12, and teams that outran their differential by this much dropped nearly 3 wins on average the following year. Third down is the subtlest tell. San Francisco converted 50.7%, the best rate in football, and the gap between that and their underlying early down quality was the largest overperformance in the league. A residual our 10-year data says is mostly luck. That's 3 separate systems pointing the same direction. But, and this is the both directions part, the turnover margin was -8, bottom 5 in football, and bottom 5 turnover teams historically recover to roughly even, worth about 2.5 wins back. The luck didn't all run one way, it mostly did. The identity, charting data via NFLverse, is the purest in football, literally. San Francisco ran 11 personnel, 3 receivers, 1 back, 1 tight end, on 68% of snaps, the highest rate in the league, the exact opposite pull from the Rams' 3 tight end world. Balanced pass rate, 12th in pass rate over expected. The defense is where identity collapses into indictment. A 22.6% pressure rate, 2nd lowest in football, 20 sacks, dead last, and 6 interceptions, fewer than every team except the Jets, who somehow had 0. That's why the takeaway total was 26 and the unit ranked 24th in expected points allowed. And the continuity check explains the churn. Robert Saleh, who coordinated that defense, left to become the Titans head coach. Raheem Morris, the former Falcons head coach who once ran the Rams championship defense, is the new coordinator, the 5th defensive coordinator in 5 years. For once, low continuity is the bull case. When a unit is this bad at the most regression-prone phase of football, a new voice and mean reversion pull the same direction. What changed says the front office read its own receipts. The pass rush got OSA Odighizuwa from Dallas for a 3rd-round pick, and Dre Greenlaw came home on a 1-year deal. The receiver room was rebuilt in a weekend. Mike Evans signed a 3-year deal, priced honestly because his 2025 was 30 catches in 8 games, an injury-shortened farewell to Tampa, plus Christian Kirk on a prove-it year. Out, Jawan Jennings, who led the team with 643 receiving yards and took it to Minnesota, and effectively Brandon Ayuk, who hasn't played since October 2024, spent the spring publicly demanding a release the team refuses to grant and carries an unresolved misdemeanor warrant, a standoff, and we'll call it that. George Kittle tore his Achilles in the wildcard win. The sated hope is early season. The medical math says don't pencil week 1. The draft went trenches in secondary with volume. San Francisco traded out of round 1 entirely, twice, to stockpile picks, plus 1 swing at the top, receiver Dejon Stribling at pick 33, and the quarterback room deserves a line of its own. Purdy is locked in on the extension he signed in 2025, and the front office spent all spring fielding trade calls on Mac Jones, decided nobody would pay a fair price for the league's most proven insurance policy, and sweetened his deal to stay instead. After a season in which the starter missed 8 games and the team still won 12, that's not sentimentality, that's the lesson getting funded. The division context belongs in this segment too, because it's doing real work in the win total. San Francisco shares a schedule with the defending champion and the Super Bowl favorite, and opens against the Rams in Melbourne, Australia, in the league's first game there. A 12-win roster can be the third best team in its own division this year without anything going wrong. That's not an indictment, it's geography. So the 2026 question is, which regression wins? Take the tax first, -3 from the one score record, -3 from the Pythagorean gap, the third down luck coming out. The model's honest midpoint for this exact roster is 9-10 wins. Now the rebate, 2+ wins of turnover normalization, a pass rush that literally cannot rank lower, and the one thing the model can't see, Purdy's 9-game sample graded top 2 in accuracy, and his stability profile was the second flattest among all starters, meaning his numbers barely moved between clean and chaotic situations. If 17 games of that quarterback show up, the underlying quality rises to meet the record instead of the record falling to meet the quality. That's the entire season in one sentence. Fantasy names to know, scored half PPR. McCaffrey is the argument at the top of drafts. The volume was historic and the model's warning is specific. His 1,202 rushing yards came in 166 yards below expectation, dead last among 49 qualified backs. That's a bet on target volume and scheme, not burst, at 30. Kittle's price already includes the Achilles. Treat the first month as found money if it shows up. Evans at his discount is a red zone thesis with a health asterisk. Ricky Parasol is the sneaky one, 36 catches for 528 yards in 9 games, nearly 10 yards a target, on a team that just lost 90 targets of Jennings and shows no sign of Ayuk. And Purdy, going as the 14th quarterback, is the efficiency pick whose 2025 rate stats were top 3 caliber in half a season. The verdict. 9.5 wins says the market believes the luck story completely and the roster story not at all. The data splits it. The one score record, the Pythagorean gap, and the third down spike are real taxes, and they're due. The turnover bounce, the unworsenable pass rush, and a full Purdy season are real rebates. Call it 10 wins with genuine variance in both tails, in a division where the champion and the favorite both live. The 41-6 divisional loss in Seattle, the worst defeat of the Shanahan era, is the memory this team carries into 2026. The numbers say they're closer to that team than to a 9-win one. The schedule won't care what the numbers say. Follow the San Francisco Niners feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muff 2026 Niners preview. Every number verified.